Your taxes hold the key.
Property owners, it's almost April 30. Be sure to pay your property tax for fiscal year 2015-2016 by April 30, 2015 to avoid penalty. Remember, you don't have to pay it all at once. You can choose to make your payments in full, half-yearly or quarterly installments. Half-yearly payments are due on April 1 and October 1, while quarterly payments are due April 1, July 1, October 1 and January 1. Payments, whether in full or installments, should be made within the month it becomes due. Therefore, full or first installment should be paid by April 30 to avoid penalty. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
The NSWMA will be collecting electronic waste in 6 communities under an e-waste pilot project. Find out more about the initiative in today's program. This is Get the Facts. Stay with us. The National Solid Waste Management Authority, the NSWMA, in partnership with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, has rolled out a 6-month pilot program for the collection of electronic waste, or e-waste, across selected communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew. The pilot project will begin in 6 communities across the corporate area and St. Catherine. These are
Duaney Park, Harborview, Patrick City in Kingston. We will be in Hellshire in Angels 1 and 2 and Angels Grove in St. Catherine. When we say Hellshire, however, there are several communities within the Hellshire area that we will be collecting. I think there's about 11 such communities.
Former Executive Director of the NSWMA, Jennifer Edwards. Under the initiative, e-waste will be collected on the last Sunday of each month.
Right now, we will be concentrating not on all electronic waste, so we're not doing your fridge and TVs just now. We are taking really the new type of electronics, the telephones, the iPads, the printers and laptops and those kinds of items.
Electronics such as CPUs, mobile phones, keyboards, mouse, as well as chargers and cables will also be collected. 3 drop-off points have been established for persons who want to dispose of e-waste. They are Dermason Plaza in Independence City, Portmore and King Street, Spanish Town, and the NSWMA head office on Halfway Tree Road.
We will collect from these areas and the waste will be stored. We will clean the records. We will also ensure that the data that is on the system, if any, are properly cleaned. And the plan is to partner with a private sector or with an NGO or even to do it ourselves. But the plan right now is to export.
Persons who are not from the communities that will benefit under the pilot phase can take their e-waste to any of the 3 drop-off points.
Those persons who are not currently part of those communities, you can access any of those points that we have already mentioned. I'm sure other communities want to participate, and hopefully we will get to them in short order just to ensure that the issue of electronic waste disposal is treated with the seriousness that we believe it should be treated with.
Residents are being urged to separate their e-waste from other household waste.
We're asking them to separate the electronic waste from their regular waste now. So don't put these items that we have mentioned in with your regular waste. So separate them, keep them in a bag, and we will come around and collect them.
Former Executive Director of the NSWMA, Jennifer Edwards. Remember, the e-waste will be collected once per month on the last Sunday of each month. For further information, visit nswma.gov.jm or call 1-888-253-2652. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore. Get the
Facts. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.